Brittany Nader, and this is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. Today I'm joined by Anthony LaMarca, who performs with Youngstown-based band The Building. LaMarca has toured internationally with St. Vincent and the War on Drugs. He's back with his new album, Indianola Pizza Dough, which was recorded at Peppermint Productions in Youngstown. Peppermint's known as the home of many legendary polka albums, and it so happens to be located on the same street as LaMarca's family's pizza shop. It's a mixtape of different sounds from the area over the years, and LaMarca said it serves as a tribute to his family, the ethnic music from the region, and his hometown. We heard from LaMarca back in 2020 here on Shuffle. He was promoting his new album, Petra. The album shares its name with LaMarca's German Shepherd and also serves as an acronym that stands for Peace's Eternal Truth Renews All.
Purify. Purify. Take this fear from me. Take this fear from me.
Just how have you been doing over the last year? And did you have plans to tour or play any shows that got derailed?
I was hoping to do more touring on Petra at the beginning of last year, and then was expecting to do more touring with the War on Drugs later in the year, which obviously none of that happened. Kind of created the opportunity to be like, all right, well, if I'm going to be stuck at home, I may as well try and write some new songs and do some recording. And in the last 5 or so years, I've shied away from home recording, partially because I do a lot of stuff at Peppermint here in Youngstown, which is an amazing studio. And then just to try and like just change the way I had typically been working, I'd done a lot of home recording before that. So it was kind of cool to like get back into that and like, you know, set up a little space at home and try and find ways to get cool sounds with a limited amount of gear and try and make something cool with very little resources.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you mentioned Peppermint, and I know you've recorded a lot of your music there over the years. I was actually just looking at their website. I found it really charming. It's very old school. It looks like it's from 1998, you know, with the clip art and everything.
Oh, yeah. Definitely like internet 1.0.
Yeah, definitely. But there's, you know, a lot of mention of polka artists on the website. So I just kind of wanted to ask about, you know, your relationship with that recording studio, knowing their history with recording a lot of polka artists and just polka in the Youngstown area in general.
Peppermint is definitely best known for their polka records that have come out of there. Not only that they've released on Peppermint Records, but also that engineer Gary Rainey has worked on. He started the studio 50 years ago in 71. Mm-hmm. And when he started, he wasn't trying to start a polka studio. He was like into, you know, rock music and jazz. And around here, there's, you know, polka music and ethnic music in general is just still, even to this day, a pretty pervasive part of the culture in Youngstown and Northeast Ohio and Western PA. So he just ended up recording some of that stuff just by default, just by running a business and being like, yeah, I'll record whatever. And at a certain point, he was like, let me approach these polka bands like a rock band. Let me try and mix these records the way that I mix rock records. You know, because before it's like polka records would just kind of sound like you get the band in the room, mic them up, you done, great. Mm-hmm. Gary kind of built a name for himself of like really producing these records and like mixing them in a way that was pretty different. One of the big things that really like solidified him as like the polka mix engineer really in North America, is he does a lot of Canadian artists as well. Mm-hmm. Was a Frank Yankovic record that came out in 1986, which won the first Grammy Award for Best Polka Album. I would guess that every year that they gave out that award, he probably worked on at least one record that was nominated every year. I was not like originally like, oh, I'm a big polka fan, you know, but I was just like, I'm a music fan. That's when I started to dig into like that world of like Peppermint as like kind of the epicenter of Youngstown's music history. Mm-hmm. Like I am definitely a lover of ethnic music in the region. And like, I think that's massively important to, you know, to our area. To me, it's like so important as like a whole identity of what it means to be a musician from here. and to be making music here.
The recording studio is on the same street as your family's pizza shop, which is what you named your new album after.
Memory, all of me was born here on the same street. Her hand.
Talk to me a little bit about that and your kind of relationship to that area.
Yeah, so Indianola Avenue is where Peppermint is, and my great aunt and uncle had a pizza shop. The shop was there before I was ever born, but I'm named after that uncle.
Okay.
So I've always like had this connection, although, he died when I was four, so I didn't really have much of a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, at a certain point I was like, oh yeah, their pizza shop was like right down the street from the studio here. So I would see him one day just talking to Gary, just being like, oh, do you remember Margie's Pizza? He's like, oh yeah, of course. We went there all the time. Like, if we were working, we'd go get some food and come back and keep working. For me, currently be like so invested in all of these musicians that have worked at Peppermint over the years. And then to realize that like there was also a connection from even before I was born, of like members of my family feeding these musicians during their sessions.
Well, his tour was, he knew 5-6 lifetimes that he was doing. It's hard to get over it. I guess what's meant to be is meant to be. That's how you have to go.
So things rise and then they go.
So that's kind of the like groundwork scenery for this record. It's a bit of like a collage mixtape of tribute to all of these different styles and these different artists that recorded at Peppermint over the years, and just like a tribute to Youngstown music. But that's kind of the setting of like that these worlds were kind of intertwined from the start.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was listening to the new album, I was like, okay, this definitely sounds like The Building. But then some certain things kind of took me off guard. There is this, like these audio clips that sound like recordings from a pizza shop. And then you hear some like old audio of polka music.
Ronnie, the live band here tonight. Okay. Hot pepper. Half mushroom.
What are those clips?
Extra cheese.
They're old clips of pizza shops. The pizza shop clip, family. It's not at Margie's Pizza, the one on Indianola Avenue, but it is at my uncle started Pizzos, and for whatever reason, someone had a tape recorder and was like, "Oh, I guess I'll document this this thing." Which I ended up with because I have a couple of these tapes like this. And I guess it must have just been from like a time before video cameras, it was like, oh, I have my tape recorder. But that's also where I have some of that stuff. And then also on those tapes is my grandpa playing accordion. There's no audio of him playing on this record, but one of the songs, the second track on the album, is a song that he wrote. And then there is some stuff on Bandcamp, old recordings of him playing accordion that I then went back and like overdubbed some stuff on top of. He died when I was also very young. And like while I remember him playing, I was never like we never got to play together because I was 5 when he died.
That's really special that you have, that song that he wrote and these different clips. Would you say that this album is like a tribute to your family or a concept album, or is it just more like you were kind of saying before, like a collage? of different sounds and ideas.
I mean, I feel like most of the things I write, it's like a tribute to my family because I'm always writing about, you know, I feel like it's just like in most things that I write about. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely that element, trying to find a world in which like my like quote unquote regular songs can live with with these ethnic tunes, you know, like mm-hmm. with these folk tunes, and like trying to like just blend those worlds into one. All of these like records that I collect that were done at Peppermint, like, you know, like all of those sounds are living together and have been, you know, recorded in the same room. You know, that was like kind of a bit of the challenge of this record was like, all right, how do I get these pieces to fit together in a way that doesn't feel clunky and,
yeah.
you know, forced, you know, also by like incorporating these clips from some of like the local polka radio shows in between, you know, like, and just like trying to think of it like that, of like a radio show or like a mixtape.
You couldn't eat the candles.
No, no, the candle didn't taste too good, but I destroyed the evidence of the cake. No problem there at all.
Looking at the album cover here, and it's got a very mid-century kind of aesthetic to it. The font choices from the name of the album, it says the building, waltzes, rock and roll, polkas, and all the personnel involved, it kind of has that 60s or 70s sort of feel to it. You know, I have to assume that was a deliberate choice. I saw you also released a hand-drawn test pressing of the album, modeled after the early 90s Peppermint promo packaging, and you hand drew those, but the lettering, you know, I was curious about just kind of what made you decide to have that kind of old school feel to it. You know, it almost looks like this record could be in, you know, a record collection with the likes of some of these older polka artists who did record at Peppermint back in the day.
There's a lot of Peppermint records have, and specifically like a couple of the polka records have like that like photo collage thing. There was a polka dance hall here called Kuzmin's, and right when you walked in, there was two huge collages like that. That's where that element came from. And then a lot of the stuff on the back cover was also just directly pulled from other old records. And then the hand lettering on the back for like the song titles. I actually called the local supermarket here because there's one nearby, and like in their window, their weekly specials, I noticed they're like all hand painted. So I just called them. I was like, hey, who does your guys' signs? Yeah. So they gave me this woman's name and number. Like, maybe if you come across this record and don't know what it is, you're not exactly sure when it came out or when it was made.
Mm-hmm. What keeps you tied to that area?
Great question. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like I think it's just part of it is obviously being here, you know, like being born here and like raised here. And I don't know, like, I feel like if you're from this area, you either run away as fast as you can and never come back, or you're like, no, I'm going to like, you know, it's like, you want to be the one that like tries to bring it back. After high school, I went to New York and lived there for 9 years, and it was great. But like, I was always still like creatively like tied to Youngstown. I was still writing about Youngstown.
I sailed away, wandered afar, across the mighty restless sea, looked for where I ought to be. City so grand, mountains above, led to this land I love.
And like, for me, I've always been really interested in like musicians and artists that have like a really deep sense of place in their work.
Mm-hmm.
People who's like, where they're from is as important as what they do. When we ended up moving back here, you know, it was like, okay, well then I'm just gonna like dive headfirst into Peppermint, and you know, like this will be my little way of being able to help get people to know about what's here.
Paradise of love defined, dreaming of a pair of eyes that look like mine. Beautiful Ohio, in dreams again I'll see visions of what used to be.
I could easily go back to New York or go move to Nashville or LA and like work a ton and like life would be great, you know, but it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like, you're just like, but there's so much great stuff here. Like I can only do that thing here, you know, like I can only, like I would feel like a phony, and I don't mean to like call other people phony that go and like buy old studios in LA and like fix them up and, or whatever, you know, like, like that's great. But like, for me, it's like, for me to be like as passionate about it, it's like, no, it's like, I'm from here. Like this, that level of meaning is very important to me to be, you know, like I want to make my records at Peppermint because my uncle's pizza shop was down the street and like, you know, just like all these other reasons, you know, it's like, you know, I want to go to Peppermint because I could sing into the same mic that these guys I'm singing about were singing into.
Yeah.
You know, doing it in the same room. Like it's, that's like where the actual substance is. Like that's what gets me excited, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it seems like it's more than just hometown pride. You know, there's something deep within you that inspires your music. And, you know, especially Youngstown just does have such a rich music history, but it's that ethnic music you were saying. It's stuff that people, you know, might not be listening to so much these days. And I feel like contemporary artists such as yourself who are kind of bringing that knowledge and that history to the forefront, I feel like that might introduce people to polka music or Youngstown in a way that maybe they didn't really know about before.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dream, you know?
Yeah.
Get these kids dancing to some polka music again.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, make the world a little bit weirder than it, than we left, than we found it.
Well, that's a pretty good goal. What are your hopes with this record? Do you foresee playing any shows since things are maybe starting to open up a little bit this summer?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would be great to do, you know, something. I would love to do at least a proper show down the line. Mm-hmm. I don't have any plans yet, but in the meantime, I'm just trying to get it out there, and that's about it.
Awesome. Well, it was great learning more about Youngstown's music history, Peppermint, the new album, and all of that. And I just have kind of a silly question, especially considering, you know, I was looking at all your press photos and stuff where you have pizza. What's your favorite pizza topping?
Okay. So Briar Hill with hot peppers is my favorite pizza. And it's just like essentially just pizza without cheese.
Hmm.
So it's just dough, sauce. There's like some Parmesan sprinkled on top. And then I like it with hot peppers. To me, that's the way to eat pizza. Petra's barking in the background. So she wants. She was like, talk about me.
I was going to ask how she did. Explore what's happening now in local music on WKSU Shuffle. Check us out at WKSU.org/shuffle, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to stay in the know about music in your area. If you're a Northeast Ohio artist working on new music, or you have a tip you want to share, let us know by emailing shuffle@wksu.org. Thanks for listening, and tune in next Thursday for a new episode.